Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Truma, we have seven psukim. In this Aliyah, we continue hearing about the structure of the Mishkan. Yesterday, we heard about the outer structure and the planks that made up the outer walls of the Mishkan. In this Aliyah, we hear about the internal structure. The inside of the Mishkan has two sections. One is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other is the Kodesh. And this Aliyah also describes two curtains, one parochet separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other parochet was the main entrance to the Mishkan. In describing the parochet that separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk Lamed Gimel that the curtain, the parochet, will divide between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'hivdila haparochet lachem bein hakodesh uvein kodesh hakadoshim. But there seems to be an extra word in this pasuk. The word lachem. The pasuk says v'hivdila haparochet lachem bein hakodesh uvein kodesh hakadoshim. Why doesn't it just say v'hivdila haparochet bein hakodesh uvein kodesh hakadoshim? Why does it say v'hivdila haparochet lachem bein hakodesh uvein kodesh hakadoshim? Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, who died in 1926, the author of the Meshech Chachma, offers two answers. The first answer of the Meshech Chachma comes from a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chaf Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Kohen Gadol there is called Kodesh Kodashim. Vayibadel Aharon Lahakdisho Kodesh Kodashim. So says the Meshech Chachma, perhaps in our pasuk, when the Torah says v'hivdila haparochet lachem bein hakodesh uvein kodesh hakadoshim, perhaps the pasuk means that the Kohen Gadol is Kodesh Kadashim, and he will be separated from you. Only he can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. No one else. And the pasuk would therefore mean, v'hivdila haparochet lachem. The parochet will divide you, B'nai Yisrael, because you've got to stay out. But only the Kohen Gadol can go in. Only the Kodesh Kadashim can go into the Kodesh Kadashim. That is the first answer of the Meshech Chachma. There's so much more to say on this. Bli neder, God willing, we're going to revisit this idea in Parshat Emor. The second answer of the Meshech Chachma to this question, again, why does it say v'hivdila haparochet lachem, says the Meshech Chachma a most beautiful answer. He says the following, Shemitzad Hashem Yitbarach Hashochein Bein HaKruvim Ein Hevdel Ki Hu Milo Chol Haaretz Kevodo Rak Mitzidchem Hu Hevdel. Says the Meshech Chachma that the separation between Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is lachem, for you, for humans. I, says Hashem, I do not need a separation. There is no separation from my perspective. Everything is Kodesh HaKadoshim. For you humans, I need to differentiate. I need to delineate between levels of Kedusha. There needs to be lachem. There needs to be a parochet separating between this part of the world, between this aspect of the world, and between that aspect of the world. But from my perspective, says Hashem, from the perspective of absolute truth, everything is Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's an incredible lesson for us. Everything is, in reality, holy. We need to follow the Torah and follow Halacha to know how to do this. But we can see everything as holy. We can turn everything holy. For example, the very name of our parsha, Truma, means a donation of physical items, of money, of gold, silver. But the word Truma doesn't only mean donation. It really comes from the word Leharim, to lift up, to raise up. We can take physical items, money and gold and silver, etc., and we can lift them up to be holy when looked at in the right way and when used in the right way. And that is true about everything in the world. When we follow Halacha, follow Torah, there should not, in theory, be any distinction and differentiation between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadashim. A beautiful idea from the Meshech Chachma. Have an amazing day, everyone.